Welcome back to Portals. I'm your host, Lauren Courtney. Thanks for dropping in with me. I wanted to have a conversation with you about something I've been thinking about a lot over the last 3 months, as well as beginning to talk about, because my body is now giving me the words. As we move through things, we can find more freedom and expansion in talking about them. So this portal is actually about pain and pleasure and feelings, because how would we know what pain is if we never experienced it? And how would we know what pleasure is if we'd never experienced that either? So join me, sit down, pull up a seat as we drop into this portal. So I've shared, if you've been listening, that I am currently in a 9-month-long Kundalini yoga teacher training. What I didn't share is I did a Kundalini yoga teacher training online last year. And the thing was, I never went into either training thinking about it being for anyone else. As a matter of fact, it was specifically for me, for my own healing, my own growth, and my own journey. And in the online training I did, I simply found that I didn't quite get what I needed. And what I mean by that is I didn't have the breakthroughs that I knew were coming. I didn't have the breakthroughs that my soul was seeking. With that, I understand that perhaps I wasn't ready. And then I found the training I am in now. If you're in Miami or looking for a Kundalini yoga teacher training, send me a DM and I will happily tell you about my experiences with my online training as well as the one in person, which I am absolutely loving. Shout out to Fresh Prana Yoga. So I've been in this training, and with that, I've been practicing a lot of yoga. And I was in class one morning on a Sunday with my arms up for about 6 minutes, and the pain was real. And I could feel myself wanting to drop my arms. I could feel myself saying, like, okay, I've had enough. Because it's the mind first that we have to work with in all areas, right? So I had to have a discussion with my mind, with my arms still up in the air. And I continued breathing. And I didn't drop my arms. And at that moment, my mind said to me, how would you know this is painful if you'd never experienced pain before? And how would you know what pleasure is if you'd never experienced pleasure? Who's to say that what you're experiencing right now isn't pleasure? And in that moment, I was able to hold my arms up longer. I was able to breathe with a bit more ease, knowing that I was simply feeling, that I was experiencing feelings, whether it be pain or pleasure. I was simply having the awareness of feelings and the emotions that were connected to them. So, I'm not saying that we should experience pain to understand pleasure. This is simply the awareness that I was having at this moment. And then, once again, in an intensive Kundalini yoga teacher training weekend, we had an opportunity to talk about what we wanted to focus on between the weekend we were in and the next intensive weekend 4 weeks later. And in that moment, I said, I want to heal my nerves. I want to heal my nerves. And now, when I say I want to heal my nerves, I'm not talking about from the standpoint of I want to relax my nervous system. Yes, all of that as well. What I meant when I said it was anywhere in my body where I've experienced nerve damage, I am ready to reverse it. Now I know that might seem a little extreme, But that's me. I am a little bit extreme. And what had been happening for me was I realized the pain and pleasure conversation I was experiencing was very connected to my jaw, very connected to my heart meridian as I was holding up my arms. And I had three jaw surgeries from the ages of 17 to 24 years old. I had two intensive surgeries on the joints themselves. And at 24 years old, I had my mouth rubber banded shut due to my jaw needing to be broken. And in the breaking of my jaw and in that surgery, what happened was they cut the nerves in my chin. I had never even considered what this nerve was, yet I'd been living with nerve damage for about 16 or so years and just made peace with it. I made peace with the fact that my lower lip didn't have feeling the same as it should or once did, to the point where when the surgery first happened, I would drool on myself and I wouldn't know because I couldn't feel my lip. Even when I brush my teeth at night, it's just messy because the feeling is not quite there. So if you can't feel, you can't do anything, you can't capture, you can't use. So I had numbness. So it got me thinking, what is this nerve? And I started looking it up because we'd been talking a lot about the vagus nerve. And I said, I wonder if it's connected somehow to the vagus nerve, which is the biggest nerve in the body, which we really want to work to relax. And it turns out it's called the mental nerve. The mental nerve. Oh man, the mental nerve, right? And what I'm saying is so much of the journey is mental. So much of it is getting your mind right. And when we get our mind right, when we can consciously have awareness of our thoughts and lead with a mind that is clear, our lives can change. And here I am with this brand new awareness that my mental nerve had been cut open. And I've already had a lot of awareness over the years on my jaw, how it began, what may have intensified the pain that I was experiencing, what it may have intensified the locking up of my jaw. You know, there are the things as simple as closing your throat chakra because you're told if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And then there is also the fact that I was put on Adderall for many years of my life, which also had me clench my teeth a bit. So I've had all this awareness of what caused it. I've done a lot of work to make peace, transmute, and find love for those experiences. And with that, what I hadn't yet thought about doing was healing the nerves. Sure, I'd work to heal my throat chakra, obviously, otherwise we wouldn't be here right now. And I'd done a lot of work on physical pain. I'd done a lot of work on emotional pain. But the nerves, they somehow escaped me. And perhaps it's because I wasn't ready yet. It wasn't time for me to deal with it. But here in my week two of my intensive training, I realized it was and is time. Because we don't have to live in pain. So as I made the decision, what started to happen is more areas, more nerves where I had damage started to show themselves. So first it was in my jaw, and then next it was in my elbow, my ulnar nerve, where I have deep pain as well. Pain from when I was a chef. Pain from when my life changed. So all of a sudden, these nerve pains, these endings, right? Our nerve endings came to the surface for me. And I started to have some new awareness around pain and a new conversation around pain. Because I realized I had a really strong threshold to pain. And I did for a long time. It's actually something I almost prided myself on. Well, I have strong threshold to pain. I'll be okay. Why? Because my dad had that, and I wanted to be like my dad. When I played sports, I remember in middle school, I was getting ready for a basketball game and we were warming up. And I came down and landed on my ankle pretty badly. It hurt. And instead of telling my coach I had hurt myself, I called my mom and said, "Can you bring me an ankle brace? I just twisted my ankle, but I'm gonna play. I think I'll be fine." Well, guess where that led me to? I had tore all the ligaments in my right ankle and couldn't play for a while because I needed to be in an air cast and either on crutches or in a wheelchair for a period of time. Because I chose to play through the pain. And of course, it was my right side, right? That masculine energy. It was showing me, hey, slow down. When you're in middle school, at least I didn't understand that. I'm hopeful that my children and your children and our children's children won't have to go through the things that we went through because we learned our lessons. So, like I said, from an early age, I was making peace with pain. I did it in relationships with men. I did it in friendships. Oh, someone hurt me, but that's all right. That's all right. I'll be okay. That pain's not too much. So I went through life experiencing a lot of pain because I could handle it. Well, guess what? That is not a badge of armor. As I said to one of my Kundalini instructors, not only is it not a badge of honor, it's more like a suit of armor. And it makes you hard. And it makes you disjointed and disconnected. So each week, as I go through my Kundalini practice, each day, really, right now I'm in the midst of a 40-day practice, which is going to extend to 50 days, and we'll see how many after. I've learned to soften. There are moments where I may want to put down my arms if they've been up a while. And I lean in. I ask myself, is this a pain that's going to create pleasure? Or is this simply suffering? Because I'm not here to suffer. I've suffered enough. We all have. We've all suffered enough. I think that's one of the most interesting things about Kundalini yoga is when I first stepped into a Kundalini yoga class about 12 years ago, I remember thinking, well, this seems like a cult, but I feel like I can join and leave at any time. I had never even considered cults before, so it was a very strange thought, yet there it was. And the reason I felt that way is the practices can be very rigid. The original teacher that brought it here to America had very rigid views. And I think that's part of why I'm learning it now and why I didn't choose to learn it back 12 years ago in the way that I'd be able to share it. Because I was still too rigid. I wouldn't have understood to let go of the pain. That I don't have to experience pain in a way that is detrimental to me. I wouldn't have understood the way that I could heal myself. Whereas now I can. And like I said, I think that's a big reason why I'm learning it now. Because there are going to be a lot of teachers in this world who are rigid and are strict, and things need to look a certain way. I believe that's true. And I also believe we're intuitive beings. We are these intuitive souls having this human experience. So we also get to shift. We also get to grow. We also get to make things ours to allow us whatever it is that we need. And for me right now, that's the awareness that I have created dis-ease in my body. That I have created dis-ease in my nerves and in some of the joints related to some of those nerves. And that doesn't make me weak. As a matter of fact, I know that simply sharing this and saying it out loud is me telling the universe in yet another way, hey, God, I understand the pain I've caused myself, and I understand it's going to take some work to fix it. And I'm going to continue to show up because I am worthy of having a happy, whole, pleasurable, enjoyable life. I have felt pain before, and I have felt pleasure. And I'm going to choose the pleasure. Even in the situations that are uncomfortable, when my arms are in the air doing breath of fire for 12 minutes, I'm going to still choose to focus on the pleasure with the awareness that pain may exist. And it's for us to look at, for us to see where it comes from. Does this come from me forcing me to do something? Does this come from someone outside of me? Does this come from a parent, a friend, a teacher, a loved one? Whatever it is. And within that, coming back to ourselves. Because the truth of the matter is, it does take work. Especially if we're talking about a practice like Kundalini, it does take work. And it is so important to get in the physical body. I've talked about this before. We store our issues in our tissues. We store our issues in our tissues. Our nervous systems hold on to so much. Fight or flight is real for a reason. And it can come from the craziest places. I was recently having a healing session around my arm, and the therapist needed to get into my underarm. And it was so uncomfortable for me to let her into my armpit. Why? Because as a kid, my sister would tickle me, and I hated it. That's why they call it tickle torture. Because it is torture. For someone who is ticklish, that is actual torture. And my body would go into fight or flight, but I didn't know that as a kid. She didn't know that. It wasn't done maliciously. Yet it left an imprint in my system to clench that area. I share that because sometimes it's these little things that we don't even realize are connected. Like, oh my God, I can't let someone touch my armpit because as a child, I was tickle tortured. Yeah. That's real. That's real. I can remember it vividly. It was painful. I hated it. I hated it. I hated it so much. So you know what I would do? Just leave my body. Fight or flight. If I couldn't physically move myself, I would just detach. And that's what happens so often with pain, is we detach from the situation and then the pain is still there. It's always going to be there until we come back to face it later, to look at it, to transmute it, to alchemize it and turn it into gold. Because I'll tell you what, I will not let the damage in my body and my nerves be damage that I hold on to forever. Because it doesn't need to live here. It does not need to live inside of me. And I, you, we have the ability to transcend, to transmute, and to move through the pain. There are so many modalities that you may awaken to or connect with on your spiritual journey. There's so many that I have connected to. Some of them speak to me more, and others disappear to the wayside. Whatever it is for you, whatever it is that you know can support you, do more of that. Do more of that. Do more of the things that feel good. Even if there's discomfort, right? Kundalini yoga, it makes me feel good after. Sometimes during, when we have a moment of pause or we get into Shavasana. Makes me feel good after, because I know I've shifted what I need to shift for that day, for that moment. So it's not about never experiencing pain. It's simply learning to understand the dance between pain and pleasure and how our body experiences it. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And exhale. I want to thank you for dropping in with me to this portal, this conversation. It felt really relevant to share at this moment, even though you may hear a little noise as I've been driving. But as I say, when the message wants to come, that's when I share. So again, thank you for dropping in with me. I'd love to hear how this resonates for you. I'd love if you felt called to leave a review, whether you listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Go ahead, leave a review, click the stars. Your support truly means the world to me. Send me a DM. Let me know how this resonated for you. If there's a topic you want me to riff on, let me know that as well. And if you are looking to spend some more time with me in community, the weekly glow up is now available and open for enrollments. All of the details are on my website, and I will drop them in the show notes here as well. We meet every Monday. We've got an online community, and it is truly a beautiful experience and journey. With that, I leave you with your thoughts. I hope some juicy nuggets have come up, and I can't wait to hear them all. Sending you so much love. Have a beautiful day.